Hi there. The word for you today is, do not lose your vision. In Isaiah 59 verse 10, the New International Version of the Bible, we read, like the blind we grope, feeling our way like men without eyes. Isn't that a graphic description? The pilgrims landed on the shores of America full of vision. The first year they established a town. The next year they elected a council. In the third year, the town council proposed building a road 5 miles out into the wilderness for westward expansion. But the people criticized it as a waste of public funds. Amazing. Once they had been able to see across oceans to new worlds, but now they couldn't even see 5 miles down the road. What happened? They lost their vision. How can you keep that from happening to you? Let me give you some thoughts. First, refuse to become self-centered. God wants you to enjoy success. That's true, but any time the profit margin becomes more important to you than the service principle, you will forfeit God's blessing, okay? Number two, do not get lost in the mundane. One successful leader writes, and I quote, in preparation for the day, I focus on the main event and ask, in order to make the main event a good event, what must I know, do, or eliminate? Some things will be fun, some will not, but with preparation, the most important things will get done well. Number three, refuse to just go with the flow. Most of us are married to the status quo. We want what is, not what can be. We seek safety and simple answers. Look, to keep your vision alive, you've got to give yourself permission to go a different way, to break new ground. The moment your eyes open each morning, remind yourself, there's more out there than what I've experienced. And then commit your day to God and get moving, okay?